The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Text 51551, The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Keep your texts coming in to 51551 and your emails to ray@rte.ie. Our child psychologist Colman Nochter is going to be in very soon. So if you do have any problems or any queries for him, get them into us and we will get them over to him. Now, Clelia Murphy is in studio with me.
What an incredible couple.
Listen, aren't they amazing?
Yeah.
Aren't they amazing? And it's when you have to fight the fight for your child like that publicly. And you could tell that Amy was still, you know, she's still kind of coming to terms with getting out there and making it as public.
But you have to kind of fight your own corner. That's the thing that you'll learn, especially as a parent. You have to kind of, they're doing the right thing for your child. And trying to figure out what that is. Because nobody teaches you that. I'm sure you found that now as well.
Already. And she's only...
Like, Clarabelle's 21 now. And I'm parenting an adult. Nobody prepares you for that.
Yeah,
so when I see somebody who has got a... You know, parenting is hard.
Mm.
That kind of parenting is even harder for them. Because they have to fight.
Absolutely.
So people need to start listening.
What is the best thing about being the parent of a 21-year-old?
Well, I'm wearing her dress now. I mean, that's a good one. I had nothing.
I look
clean.
Mighty fine in it too, I have to say.
Clelia Murphy has better taste than I have. There's one.
You're just after coming from the gym as well,
yes.
Right?
Well, I'm doing a show called Gym Swim Party for The Fringe. So if I don't get myself, and I'm playing the goddess Aphrodite in it, right? So if I don't ask, I'm totally not qualified to do this.
You absolutely are.
I'm playing the goddess Aphrodite. It's set in two warring gyms.
Brilliant.
It's a modern take on the Trojan War, and I'm playing the goddess of war, the goddess of love, and I'm there kind of sprinkling my kind of magic about it, and it's really exciting, and it's a dance show.
So is it kind of a piss take of the way the gym culture now, and that it's a power struggle.
They've nailed it in one.
Okay.
Actually, we're going to have you for PR now. But it is, it's actually a real kind of discussion about that. And you know, the notion of the body beautiful and what we're kind of doing and why are we doing it? And are we fit for now? Are we fashionably fit? Or are we going to be fit for when we're 90? Like, are we killing ourselves in the gym now and are we genuinely fit?
That's the way I have changed my mindset hugely in the last, I would say, 6-7 years.
Yeah.
Like, I always liked being fit because I liked the feeling that it gave me.
Yeah.
But I liked getting into the skinny jeans as well.
I've never gotten into a pair of skinny jeans. Before I die, I hope to get into a pair of skinny jeans.
And
I'm not that shapey.
We are going to talk about something that is very exciting.
Piece, you're getting a bit of
an exclusive.
An exclusive, yeah.
But going back to what you were saying, when you talk about being fit until you're 90, that for me is what it's about now. And
100%.
I think when you get into your 30s, or you, for the first time, you lose somebody close to you, or you get a friend with a diagnosis, you know, Porrick lost both his parents in the last couple of years. When that starts happening, and I think the older you get, the more you go, this is not about the skinny jeans.
Nope.
This is actually, will I get to 70, 80, or 90?
And then you listen to... has to start.
Yeah, and you listen to the likes of Professor Niall Moyna in DCU, and he was like, you could get to 70 or 80, but how mobile are you going to be when you're there? So it is about like looking after your health.
But it's also bringing it back. So, okay, I'm 43 now.
Right.
And I still don't have a healthy attitude to food. I still don't have a healthy attitude to working out. And it's at this point in time now that I have to approach that and say, okay, you're doing another job. So on the back of this really fantastic piece of theatre, right, because I'm so excited to do this. This is the kind of reason I left Fair City for the first instance, because I'm working with the likes of Louise Lowe. I'm working with all these young actors and actresses that are making their way. And the excitement is all in the Fringe. It's in the O'Reilly Theatre. It's with Laura McNaughton, who's the producer. These are all people that I've dying to work with for years.
Mm.
Gavin Costick. I've been writing to Gavin Costick for 22 years saying, hi, Gavin, give me a job. And it's finally happened, right? So this is for a personal thing. This is kind of really excitement.
And are you enjoying this new life?
Yeah,
you kind of feel like I get this energy from you that, like, you know, it's different gigs, it's getting out there. When you were on Fair City for so long.
Yeah, but you're getting out of your own way. Like, Fair City was great and I'll never run it down because it allowed me be not a stay-at-home mum, but it allowed me put that roof over our heads, that being an actor sometimes it's very difficult to do that as an actor.
Mm.
We're very much going from gig to gig.
Mm.
And I don't know when the next gig will come in. So whatever I get paid this month has to do me for the next couple of months.
Sure.
And I have to be mindful of that.
Sure.
Whereas Fair City kind of allowed me to be a little bit more structured. So taking the bullet and kind of seeing myself, if you want to be seen differently, Catherine, you have to see yourself differently. Or people won't see you differently.
And so, we saw you differently on Dancing with the Stars. You were just magic. Was it absolutely terrifying?
It was genuinely the most terrifying
job. You were
like
brilliant on it, so you were.
I have to look back at it. I didn't feel brilliant on it at the time.
Why?
Because you're kind of going, Jesus, this is so completely foreign to me. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing it because I'm terrified. I'm doing it because I didn't think that I could do this. And that's to turn down a job like that because you think you can't. Try it out first, then turn it down.
Mm.
So
But with a show like that, you literally are catapulted into
Catherine. People have to do it. Just do it.
Oh, but you see, I think I am Jennifer Lopez on the dance floor, and that's after I've had one or two drinks, and then I watch myself back on somebody's phone, and I go, "Oh,
no, you're not Jennifer Lopez. You're Kelly Murphy. Go home." I thought that as well.
Totally.
I genuinely thought I have a few moves. I can do this. But doing your moves,
guided by somebody else.
Try to coordinate yourself with somebody else. It's not like being on the wedding dance floor. It's not like being with the hairbrush in your bedroom. It's counting. It's mathematics. Like I had, the stars of that show are the dancers.
But you have amazing natural rhythm, without a shadow of a doubt.
That's what I thought.
Ah,
then I was
come
trying
on.
To, then you, but that's what I'm saying. Then you're matching rhythm to the beat of the music, and then the other human being that you have to dance in coordination with.
And then I know you've talked about the younger, fitter dancers, whether they're the professional dancers or the other contestants.
Well, I was the oldest in the competition. Once Eyelash left, I was the oldest.
Eyelash.
Yeah, Eyelash the girl, who I was great pals with beforehand. So I went in and I had her, and then I made all these other fantastic pals, Mairead Ronan.
Yeah.
Peter Stringer.
Yes.
Right. So this is where I have to talk about myself and Peter Stringer. So Peter Stringer is turned into a great pal.
Did you ever think you'd be mates with rugby star Peter Stringer?
Never would have considered it. There's not many.
Do you know anything about rugby?
Well, I know that the ball is a weird shape.
Yes.
And that's about it.
Okay.
Right. And I'd follow it, I'm a laissez-faire kind of rugby fan. Once they get to the final, I'm all over it. Do you know what I mean? Kind of an a la carte fan.
Yeah.
Irish people are, we're a bit a la carte. So I did my usual. I rang up Peter Stringer there a couple of weeks ago. I said, hiya. I said, I'm doing another play, and it's called Gym Swim Party, and I'm supposed to be the goddess of the gym. I said, will you do me a few sessions? Will you get me back into shape? And he went, no. Absolutely not. I am not going to encourage you to yo-yo diet. I am not going to encourage you to yo-yo train in the gym. If you're serious about it and you want to do this, I will train you, but we're going to have a goal in end and a goal in sight. And it's not about changing or training for that one gig. It's, are you prepared to change your lifestyle? Are you prepared to really do it? And I went, yeah. And in the back of my head, I'm going, just say whatever he needs to hear
just
now,
Kelly,
and just get him on, and get into, get ready for it, right? But that's been the mistake that I've made all the way through, right? I'll get to a certain level of fitness, and then I reward myself with a bottle of Pinot Grigio and a hamburger, right? That's not going to work, right? That's a life out of balance.
Yes.
And that's what I think is going on with a lot of us right now.
Absolutely.
And So anyway, Stringer says to me, look, if we're going to do this, what is in the back of you? What do you want to look like? What kind of things do you see in the gym that you want to achieve? What kind of a look?
Mm.
And I said, well, genuinely, to be honest with you, the women that I'm kind of really impressed by are, you know, those bikini models?
The fitness. Stop it now. Which sort of bikini? There's all sorts of bikini models out there at the minute.
So we're not talking bodybuilding.
We're not talking Love Island.
We're not talking Love Island.
Okay.
Right? We're talking the fitness bikini model that is shaping herself via her mind and getting that kind of... I want to be ripped. He said, if you want to be ripped, grand. We're going to do a ripped.
So you want shoulders, you want abs, you want thighs. Do you want to have that spray tan and stand in high heels and flex your biceps?
I didn't until Peter Stringer said to me, right, well, if that's what you want to look like, I challenge you to enter the competition.
Did you accept that challenge?
Well, what happened was, I kind of went, well, just give me a second to think about that for a sec. And I went into a health food store, right? This is a true story. Went into a health food store and I was talking to the lad behind the thing as well, buying protein, because I'm a bitch for skipping meals.
Right.
At least if I have a protein shake, that's a meal, right? And I said to the lad behind
I would
the
tend
counter,
to disagree, but continue.
Would you?
Yeah.
But this is where it's fascinating. This is why I want to talk to you more about this.
Okay.
So... because I skip meals.
Yes.
Not intentionally. That's just bad habit. And that's when I get unfit and that's when I lose motivation And that's when I get out of balance.
Yes. Right,
so I said to the lad behind the counter, I said, you see the girl on the poster there, the fitness bikini model. How long will it take me to get to that? And it took him 10 minutes to stop laughing.
Stop.
So I rang
Clelia.
It's true. I said to him, I said, okay, thanks very much. So I rang Peter Stringer. I said, right, you're on. So what we're going to do is we're going to...
I love this.
Right? Like, our core question is this. We bonded over a couple of things. We bonded over the fact that we've both left careers after 22 years. We bonded over the fact that he naturally thinks like this. So he is an athlete. So my question is, can he teach me? And if he can teach me, then anybody can learn.
Mm.
So he's going to teach me. We're going to put it on videos on Instagram. He's Stringer9. I'm Clelia Murphy. And we're going to put them out every week. And if people want to do it with us or add to the comment or come along with us for the drive till I get ready for this show.
So have you given yourself a timeline? Is there a date for a show? Or
there's a show in April, and that's what we're going to aim towards.
So Clelia Murphy,
yeah,
is going to be a fitness bikini model
in April.
In April, under the guidance of Peter Stringer.
Yeah,
this is possibly
the
best news that I've heard all week.
Well, thank you for that, Thomas. I'm going to be drilling you for loads of information as well. I'm becoming a bit, because it's about learning. It's about,
but this is it.
It's
this
about
is it.
Balance. So I'm going to go to extremes in order to discuss balance. This is all about knowing your good fats from your bad fats. This is all about knowing your good fats from your bad fats. This is about knowing your McDonald's from your macros.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I want to explore. This is
and
what
I think
want
you
to
hit,
learn.
I think you hit the nail on the head there, because some people could say that is too extreme and, you know, if you want to get in shape, you don't need to go that far.
No, you
but
don't.
Actually...
But I need a goal. I know myself well.
You need a goal, and I think you need to do it under the guidance of somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Well, it's
and
funny.
That is,
your man at the shop said to me, you need a trainer. You need a really good trainer. And in my head, I'm going, do I now? Right, well, I have a really good trainer. So I'm going to ring up Peter Stringer and say, I accept your challenge. But it's not about... This is not about... The body beautiful. This is about training your mind, because it doesn't start. I listen, if it, this helps one young fella or one young girl out there in their room, in their house, thinking they're trapped by their own bad habits.
Mm.
This is to say, look, we're all trapped by these bad habits, and it's, you start small. It's one good habit every day will make huge change. So if they want it, now I could fail. I don't know if this is going to work, like... I'm going to take on the challenge.
And take it head on with positivity as well. You've got to believe in yourself that you can
100%.
Do it.
100%. Well, no, it's good to have one person outside you saying, because I said it to him, I said, because this fella's after laughing me out of the shop. And he said, do you think you can do it? And I said, yeah, I think I can do it. I said, well, then if you think you can do it, Clelia Murphy, then I think you can do it.
Yeah, you're 90% there.
And if I can do it, my question is, can I have my glass of Pinot Grigio and drink it? Can I have my cake and eat it? And Peter Stringer tells me I can.
Mm.
So if anybody else out there is interested in coming along this journey, it's starting on Sunday. And this play starts on the 12th of August. Right? So, so please buy the tickets for the play. And if we're looking to talk about balance, we want to get balance back into people's lives.
Brilliant. Listen, the play again is called Gym Swim Party. It's part of the Dublin Fringe, September 11th to 15th in the O'Reilly Theatre.
Don't miss it.
We better get that in.
This is the stars of the future.
But.
Yes.
The Gym Swim Party is starting with you in your bikini.
Yeah. And not just a bikini. The high heels, Catherine.
The high heels.
Now, Catherine
and the fake
Thomas
tan.
Knows me a long time. She knows that I'm neither high heels or fake tan.
Always a pleasure. I think you're fabulous.
Well, we'll be dragging
best
you along
of luck
the way.
With both the play and the challenge. And good luck to Peter Stringer as well. Stringer.
Actually, he needs prayers.
You so thought, you thought playing for Ireland was difficult.
Oh, no. He's after taking on the challenge of his life.
Back after this.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.